With the armored Jirohane up and on its way, Dadab resumed his descent and soon reached the bottom of the shaft. Trotting quickly to keep up with Tartarus's long strides, he hurried to the far end of the hangar, where Lighter Than Some had built a temporary workshop inside the damaged Spirit's two battered bays. The escape pod had been discarded out the energy barrier before the cruiser made its jump, but the Spirit's detached cockpit still sat against the wall where the pod had smashed it. At first glance, it seemed little progress had been made. The thin-skinned troop bays, each large enough to accommodate dozens of warriors, were pushed together on their longest sides. Their doors, half open and resting against the hangar floor, kept the bays from toppling. "Wait here," Dadab said, ducking between the bays. "I'll see what it has done." Tartarus didn't protest. Maccabeus had told every member of his pack to give the fragile Horagok plenty of room. For while Lighter Than Some had survived its ordeal inside the pod, it had not emerged unscathed. Dadab felt a pang of guilt when he saw his friend, floating in front of a sheet of ablative foil it had hung as a curtain halfway down the bay. The sack that had produced all the life-saving methane was horribly distended. It dragged along the floor as the Horagok turned to greet Dadab, a mute reminder of its sacrifice. "How are you?" Dadab signed. "Well, though I wish you had come alone," the Horagok wrinkled its snout, crimping its olfactory nodes. "I'm not terribly fond of our new host's smell." "It's their hair," Dadab explained. "I'm not sure they wash." It felt good to speak with his fingers. During their confinement, Dadab's signing had improved immensely. Before Lighter Than Some had become too weak to carry on long conversations, the deacon had felt on the verge of fluency, at least as far as simple subjects were concerned. "How go repairs?" The Horagok flicked one of its tentacles in a pitching motion, as if it were throwing Dadab an imaginary ball. "Hunting rock, do you remember?" "Of course. Do you want to play?" "Do you remember when we played before?" Dadab paused. "The alien." "The one I killed." Dadab splayed his fingers. "Killed to save me." But his heart sank. He'd hoped Lighter Than Some's new responsibilities would take its mind off the terrifying encounter aboard the alien ship. "Even so, I regret it." Lighter Than Some motioned for Dadab to follow it deeper into the bay. "But I know how to make amends." Its tentacles quivered as it drew back the foil curtain, indicating excitement or joy. "What is it?" Dadab asked, cocking his head at the object on the other side of the curtain. It looked familiar, but the deacon couldn't immediately place why. "A peace offering, proof of our good intentions." "You made one of their machines?" One of the Horagok's dorsal sacs bleated with delight. "Yes, a plow, I believe." As Lighter Than Some continued extolling the virtues of its creation, flashing technical terms that far exceeded Dadab's vocabulary, the deacon studied the plow. It was, of course, much smaller than the machine they'd discovered in the second alien ship, but was still obviously designed for prepping soil for seed. The plow's dominant feature was a metal wheel mounted with earth-tilling tines that doubled as its propulsion system. "Where did the Horagok get that?" Dadab wondered, an instant before he noticed that two of the troop bay's trapezoidal support ribs had been removed. Lighter Than Some had bent the ribs round and fused them together, and it must have done so recently because the bay still carried the sharp, sweet smell of the flux the Yanma'e used in their portable welders, one of which the Horagok must have borrowed for its project. Extending back from the wheel was the beginnings of a chassis. Loops of wire and circuit boards pilfered from the bay hung from the neatly welded frame, awaiting placement of the engine, whatever that was going to be. Dadab's natural curiosity died in a quick intake of breath. His fingers trembled with fright and his grammar faltered. "Does Chieftain know?"
"Should he?"
"His order, repair dropship, not make gift." "Not a gift, an offering," the Horagok fluttered, as if the distinction would lessen the chieftain's rage.
"How could it be so foolish?" Dadab wailed into his mask.
He felt dizzy and placed a paw on the plow to steady himself. But this wasn't just because of his rapidly fraying nerves. He could feel the bay vibrate as the cruiser exited its jump. Dadaab took a few long drags from his tank. "You must take apart." The Hurrigok's tentacles sputtered. "But why?" It seemed honestly confused. Dadaab worked his fingers slowly. "You disobey. Chieftain very angry." He knew Maccabeus would never hurt the Hurrigok. The creature was far too valuable. But as for Dadaab, Maccabeus hadn't said anything specific, but the deacon knew he was a prisoner on the Jirilhane ship, still under suspicion for the crimes he had committed. In a flash of desperate optimism, the deacon tried to convince himself that his efforts to educate Rapid Conversion's Ungoy would be enough to prove his worth, to keep the chieftain from transferring his certain anger about the plow. But the deacon knew he had sinned. He would be punished, if not by Maccabeus, then by the ministry prophets when the Jirilhane's mission was complete. "Deacon," Tartarus's voice echoed into the bay, "the chieftain needs you on the bridge." "Promise," Dadaab signed with shaking hands, "you will take it apart." Lighter than some swung its snout to face the plow. It tapped a tentacle against one of the machine's sharpened tines, as if considering the quality of its work. "Well, I did rush the assembly, and one machine hardly makes up for the life I took."
"Deacon, the chieftain insists."
"Fix," Dadaab signed as he backpedaled through the curtain and out the bay.
"When will the dropship be ready to fly?" Tartarus asked, heading back to the shaft.
"The Hurrigok has hit a minor snag." Dadaab was glad the Jirilhane had taken the lead, had his back to him. Otherwise, he would have known Dadaab was lying just by looking at his darting eyes. "But I know it will make things right just as quickly as it can."